Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for February 14th, 2024. Happy Valentine's Day out there, folks. So yesterday we talked about the CPI number, the consumer inflation numbers that came in hotter than expected, and it clobbered the market. We saw mortgage rates skyrocket all the way up to 7.125. We saw the Dow Jones crash over, I think it was 500 points. NASDAQ got clobbered. The cryptocurrencies got hammered. Everything got hammered. What actually happened? Well, that's what we're going to talk about next. And then we're going to talk about some producer inflation numbers that just came out or revisions came out. And then I'm also going to talk the latter part of this video on how student loans, the changes in the student loan payments might actually help you when you're looking to buy a house, maybe in 2024. So without further ado, let's get over to it. What you're seeing on the screen right now, these are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. The gist behind these numbers is this. You're buying your first house. It's going to be your primary home. It's a single family home. You have a 780 credit score and you're putting down 25%. Do you need all that? No. What I'm going to do is give you all my information at the end of this video so you can reach out to me to see, do you qualify in this market based on, you know, how high prices are in homes, where interest rates are today, how much money you make, you know, and your credit scores. So I'll give you all my information at the end of this video so you can reach out to me to find out, do you qualify in today's market? So without further ado, let's get over to the economic calendar that we are going to talk about. What happened yesterday? Well, inflation numbers on the consumer side came in and they were just a little bit hotter than expected. They were actually a tenth hotter than expected. The consumer inflation number is called the CPI. Okay. On the producer side, that number is actually coming out tomorrow. It's called the PPI. Okay. So you need to make sure you have the reference points there. CPI is consumer, PPI is the producer. Okay. What happened yesterday is the consumer price index came in. There was two things that I was looking at. One actually came in a lot better than I expected. And I'm like, okay, that's not bad. And the other came in a tenth hotter than expected. And that's what the markets took off with. So let's break down these numbers. The number that I was looking at initially was the CPI right here. You're going to see CPI year over year. That number was 3.4. It was expected to come in at 2.9. It actually came in at 3.1. So it came in three tenths better than where we were, but it didn't come in where expected. So this is where I'm like, okay, that's not bad news. We went from 3.4 to 3.1. Good move down. Okay, but what happened is everybody took these numbers here. CPI month over month, their last number was 0.2. Expected that number to stay at 0.2. It actually increased to 0.3. That one and right here, the core CPI, the previous number was 0.3. It was expected to come in at 0.3, came in at 0.4, so a tenth higher. So these numbers outweighed this number right here, and the markets got hammered. Stocks were down, cryptos down, everything got hammered yesterday. So what's coming out today? Well, the only news we have today, look right through here, Wednesday, there's nothing there. We go over to my calendar, and here's what we're going to see. Okay, the main take I want you to take off of this is right through here. We got the producer price index. So now we're on the producer side of the equation. What's going on? Well, the true number comes out on Friday, but what you're seeing right now is a revision in the December number. So the December number came in at negative 0.1, meaning prices on the producer side are coming down. The raw materials are coming down, which is fantastic news. It was revised down a tenth, okay? So that means prices came down even further, all right? So that was better than expected, but this was worse than expected. Yesterday, we got clobbered. So what's happening today based on this news? I'll get to that in a minute. Okay, so we're going to talk about the bond market here in a second. But again, the headline news, what we see right now is this is just out today. U.S. producer prices revised lower in December. Okay, so let's see how the markets are liking this right now. We have the Dow Jones up over, well, just ticked to 59 points. We have the S&P up 22. We have the NASDAQ up almost 90 points. And so the markets are kind of liking some of the data today, but yesterday they got hammered. All right. What I want to talk about next is the student loan stuff. So we went over consumer inflation numbers. They're coming, you know, they were just a tad hotter than expected. We have the producer prices that just came in revisions was downwards. So I'm going to say those are balancing off. So I'm expecting just a steady day today. What's news on the student loan front? Because it's hard to believe almost every application I take, it could be parents, it could be the students themselves. I even see grandparents with student loans, okay? And what's happening with those? Well, the Biden administration just came out with a new program called the SAVE program. I want to put this into context because you have headlines like this that are kind of, I'll say, they're on point, but they don't give you the full story. So let me break that down just a little bit. You have new student loan repayment plans could make it easier for borrowers to become homeowners. The SAVE plan can cut borrowers' monthly payments in half and leave even many with a $0 payment. So I want to explain to you guys how this works in the real world. If you're getting an FHA loan or a government-backed loan, you have to use whatever the balance is on your student loan. You have to use 0.5% of that balance as a payment. You can't use zero. Okay, you just can't. The administration and the HUD and everybody else, they haven't enacted anything on this. Will it be in works? I think it'll be in the works because the Biden administration put this plan in, but it doesn't go over into the mortgage side of the equation because you can't use zero as a monthly payment on student loan debt, even if your student loan debt is zero, okay? If you're looking for a conventional loan, in most cases, you need to use 1% of your student loan balance as a payment. That might disqualify a lot of people. So please be careful when you have a lot of student loan debt. You can't qualify in almost every case. You can't qualify with a zero balance or zero monthly payment, even though you're part of the SAVE plan, which allows you to not make monthly payments. So I just want to clarify that to you guys. So let's see where the bond market is right now. Be based on the news. Well, really not much news that we have today other than the revised PPI numbers. You're seeing right through here. If you take a squint, MBSs are up 11. Now they were down 50 yesterday. So what this means right now, mortgage rates are going to ease just a little bit. Not much. Where do I expect them to be today? We're going to see rates probably at 7.10. Okay, not a huge revision, but it's at least it's bringing us back down into the realms. And then tomorrow and Friday, when we have more inflationary data, when that comes out, you might see a nice little reversal in the market. I'm expecting the PPI to come in actually lower on Friday, and thus, what's going to happen to the markets? Only time's going. So I told you guys at the beginning of this video, if you don't have a 780 credit score and you're putting down 25%, what do you really need to qualify to buy your first house in 2024? Well, that's what I'm here for, guys. My name is Dan Frio. I do this report on a daily basis. I'm a licensed mortgage advisor, licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd like to help you guys if you're searching to buy your first house in 2024. How do you reach out to us? Well, there's three ways. One, there's an apply now button up there. Click that, answer a few questions, you'll be on your way. But some people are like, Dan, I'd rather just call in, or can I email somebody? I don't want to do, you know, all that other stuff. Yeah, when you're on the rateupdate.com, all you need to do is scroll down to the bottom of the screen. You're going to see a lot of tools here, mortgage calculators and everything else. But when you get to the bottom of this screen, here's what you're going to see. You're going to see our 800 number right there in my email address, 844-775-LOAN, or email me at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. Hope you find value in this channel and my videos. Don't forget, we're going to have a live event today, and I'll give you a little bit of secret what it's going to be about. The new $10,000 grant that just came out that we're going to talk about. So if you're out there trying to buy your first house, there might be a plan out there to give you $10,000 with no payback and no second lien, and it's basically free money. So check out our live event this afternoon, and don't tell anybody about it. It'll just be our little secret. Take care, folks. Hope you enjoy my video. I'll see you later this afternoon. Bye-bye.